Right, we'd like everybody else gone to bed that evening and, hope to sort of wake up to normal things in the morning. And then, well, there was a terrible noise that sounded like thunder and all really. And my mum rushed into me and said, there's something happened in the high street that's on fire. And your dad's getting ready to go down. So I looked out the window and I said, it's near the shop. She said, well, that's what your dad's worried about. So I said, well, I'm going as well. So off I did, pull a pair of trousers and something on quickly and go run down Park Road into Avenue Road. And when I got to Avenue Road, bottom Avenue Road, there was a stretcher being carried up, and there was the fire engine and various police and everything around. And I saw someone, and he said, "What are you doing, young lady? You go back home." And I said, "I want to get to my granny's house." Well, then, oh, he said, "You can't do that." Then I saw a special constable that I knew, and I said, can you take me to my granny's house? He says, yes, come on, we'll go and see granny. Well, when I got to granny's house, amongst all the smell of fire and everything, there was granny in the kitchen making tea for people because some of the houses around they thought wasn't as safe as hers because there was Monkey Alley in between. They brought into her house when they'd taken them out of their own. And so then I took over the tea making. Then she had an airman billeted with her and his wife, and he was a medic. So he was rushing backwards and forwards. There was the ambulance and a fire engine, everything was there. The smell was dreadful, really. We never forget it. It was obviously, must have been some burning flesh. Plus the aviation fuel, and also from the rear turret, the guns were, was the heat, the guns, the bullets were firing, and this pop, 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 and unless it was something else exploding, but there was explosions anyway, and then sort of time went by. And you saw people all rushing around and everything. I mean, this went on till the early hours of it was getting light. And then my dad, I didn't know where he was. I found out afterwards he was in the yard at the top where we had a warehouse that was at the back of Turner's shop. And apparently they were bringing anyone that was dead. They were put in this in Turner's yard, and he was, and obviously somebody else were sorting that out. But I didn't know this till after. And then this airman, he'd set up sort of a small first aid place on the shop counter, and that because the ambulance was just outside, and then he called me to bring him something, and he said, oh no. And I wasn't quite sure what he said. So I went to the outside, and that's when they were bringing one of the bodies of the airman down. And he obviously, well, all I saw was just a bundle being put in the ambulance, but it wasn't very nice. It made you realise then what was happening. And then as it got light, they were bringing then some of the bodies out and taking up to Winslow Hospital because they were using the mortuary and obviously whatever space they could find up there. And that and sort of seeing that you realise then that people had died in that. Then after that, when it was getting daylight, well, it was light, but it was sort of clearing a bit. Then my dad took me up my grandmother's garden, and showed me the devastation from there, and the rear turret hanging in the corner of the Phillips's house. Well, after that, it was just a feeling of horror.